23 million records. Just let that number sink in for a second.
Yeah.
That's the reported scale of a cybersecurity hit on Coca-Cola, a name everyone knows, right? Global reach.
It's huge. Absolutely.
So today, we're diving deep into this alleged data breach by the Everest Hacking Group.
Right.
Our mission here, to really unpack what reportedly happened, why something like this against such a giant matters maybe more broadly than you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what are the key cybersecurity takeaways you should be aware of now? And helping us navigate all this, we have our expert here for some crucial context and sharp analysis.
It's certainly a major event, lots to discuss. Glad to be here.
Okay, let's get straight to it then. The report we're looking at details these claims from the Everest Hacking Group. What exactly are they saying happened? And importantly, what's the official word, or maybe the lack of one, from Coca-Cola?
Yeah, that's the crucial starting point, isn't it? We really need to stress that officially, neither Coca-Cola nor Coca-Cola Euro-Pacific Partners has confirmed any of this.
Right, so it's still in the alleged phase.
Exactly. What we have are the claims from this Everest group. And they're claiming they exfiltrated, well, a massive amount of data. Roughly 23 million records, according to the report.
23 million? It's just hard to even picture that volume. What kind of information are we actually talking about here? It can't just be a list of names, surely.
Well, far more than that. The report gets specific. It says the compromised data reportedly includes things like Salesforce accounts, contacts, products, customer cases.
Salesforce. That sounds like business operations stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it particularly worrying. It's all CRM, customer relationship management information.
Okay. Break that down a bit. CRM data.
Think of it like the company's brain for customer interactions and sales. Highly sensitive details, usually business operations, how they talk to customers, maybe even product info.
Wow.
Compromising that kind of data, it potentially gives attackers this like 360-degree view of customer relationships.
So it's not just names and addresses, it's deeper.
Much deeper. It's understanding sales pipelines, key contacts, maybe even strategy gleaned from those customer interactions. You could weaponize that data for future attacks or, you know, even for competitive intelligence.
Right. So potentially really damaging beyond just embarrassment. Could give competitors a peek behind the curtain, maybe in certain areas. Speaking of which, geographically, where did this alleged breach focus?
The report suggests it primarily affects Coca-Cola's operations in the Middle East.
Interesting. Just the Middle East.
That's the focus mentioned, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It might point to maybe specific vulnerabilities in that region's setup or practices.
And the time frame for this data is pretty wide too, isn't it? Not just recent stuff.
That's right. The claims suggest the data spans quite a period from 2016 all the way up to 2025.
2025. So potentially future-looking data, too.
Well, that time frame does raise eyebrows, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It potentially just means a huge volume and variety of information could be involved.
Okay, now this group, the Everest Hacking Group, they're not exactly new kids on the block, are they? What do we know about them?
No, definitely not novices. The report calls them a notorious ransomware syndicate, active since around 2020. They've built a reputation for hitting big targets.
And the report mentions possible links to some really high-profile names. NASA, the Brazilian government. That sounds like they operate at a pretty sophisticated level.
It certainly suggests that, yeah. Now, confirming those specific links is always tricky, but just the mention highlights their potential scale and sophistication.
Right.
Their main tactic, as the report points out, is this thing called double extortion.
Double extortion. Okay, that sounds particularly bad. What does that actually involve?
It is particularly nasty, yeah. It's kind of an evolution in ransomware. They don't just encrypt the victim's data, you know, locking them out of their own systems.
Right, the basic ransomware idea.
Exactly. But they also threaten to publicly leak all that sensitive data if the ransom isn't paid.
So even if you have backup.
Precisely. Even if you can restore your systems, you still face this massive risk of reputational damage, losing customer trust, legal trouble, all from your sensitive data getting dumped online. It puts companies in a really, really tough spot.
Yeah, I can see that. And kind of ironically, there's a twist with the Everest Group itself, isn't there? Their own dark website reportedly got defaced.
Yeah, it's a striking little detail. The fact that their own leak site, the platform they used to pressure victims, was reportedly compromised, well, it suggests even these groups aren't bulletproof.
A bit of turnabout is fair play, maybe.
In a dark way, perhaps. It just reminds us that cybersecurity is this constant battle for everyone involved. No one's invulnerable.
And looking at Coca-Cola, this alleged incident, it doesn't seem to be totally out of the blue for them, sadly. The report mentions some past cyber issues.
Yes, it's important to see this in context. The report mentions an incident back in 2023. A Coca-Cola bottler reportedly paid quite a bit, $1.5 million to hackers.
To stop them leaking stolen files.
Exactly. So it clearly shows that entities connected to Coca-Cola have been ransomware targets before.
And there was something else earlier too, 2018. Involved employee data. That sounds different, though.
It was different, yeah. In 2018, about 8,000 workers' data was involved in a breach. That one apparently stemmed from a former employee having company data on a personal hard drive.
So more like insider risk or data handling issue.
Exactly. Not a sophisticated external attack like ransomware, but it still highlights the need for strong data security everywhere in the organization. It does suggest maybe a pattern of different kinds of vulnerabilities popping up over time.
Okay, so taking all this together, what are the potential consequences for a company like Coca-Cola? Huge global reach. And they've talked about digital transformation ambitions, haven't they?
The implications are pretty significant, yes, on multiple fronts. The report specifically mentions Coca-Cola Euro-Pacific partners aiming to be the world's most digitized bottler.
Right.
Well, a breach like this, even alleged, can seriously dent trust in their digital setup. It could slow down or complicate those digital transformation plans.
How so?
Partners, customers, they might get hesitant about engaging fully with digital platforms if they're worried about security, right? It creates this uncertainty that can undermine the whole strategy.
Makes sense. And beyond just the digital plans, what about the immediate risks from this kind of sensitive business and customer data getting out?
Oh, the immediate risks are huge. Exposed Salesforce accounts, customer cases. That could mean privacy violations for people, potential fraud or identity theft. Definitely erodes customer trust.
And for Coca-Cola itself?
Well, compromised internal info product details. Contacts competitors could potentially use that. Or other attackers could use it for more targeted hacks down the line. And just the reputational hit alone can be massive and long-lasting. Consumers might lose faith in their ability to protect data.
Which brings us to the bigger picture, the lessons for everyone. Obviously, this involves a global giant, Coca-Cola. But what can businesses, maybe smaller ones too, and even just us as individuals, what can we learn from something like this?
Yeah, this really does shine a spotlight on needing a comprehensive, proactive approach to cybersecurity. It's not optional anymore. The report touches on several key areas that are just fundamental now.
Okay, let's walk through some of those. Proactive threat monitoring, like a 247 Security Operations Center, or SOC. What's the main idea there?
Think of a SOC as like a central command post for digital security. It's people and tech constantly watching network traffic, system logs, alerts, around the clock.
Looking for trouble.
Exactly. The goal is to spot suspicious activity in real time, ideally before it becomes a major breach or data gets stolen. It's like constant surveillance for your digital world.
A digital early warning system. Got it. The report also talks about vulnerability assessments. That sounds like finding your own weaknesses before the bad guys do.
Precisely. It's systematically checking your IT systems, apps, network for weak spots, like a regular health checkup for your tech. Find the problems, fix them, patch them up. It strengthens your overall security.
And the report suggests doing these quarterly or after big IT changes. That sounds pretty often. Why so frequent?
Well, the threat landscape changes incredibly fast, you know. New vulnerabilities are found all the time. Criminals get smarter. Plus, companies themselves change new software, updates.
Right. Things are always shifting.
Exactly. So regular checks, make sure your defenses are still effective against the latest threats and catch any new weaknesses quickly.
Another big one the report mentions is employee training. It feels like the human element sometimes gets overlooked when we talk tech, like firewalls and software.
It does, but honestly, human error is consistently a major factor in successful breaches. Good training helps staff spot things like phishing emails.
Those fake emails trying to trick you.
Right, or social engineering, where they manipulate people. Building a security-aware culture where everyone knows they have a role in protecting data. That's absolutely vital.
Okay, so you train people, you monitor, you assess. But what if something still gets through? That's where incident response planning comes in, I guess.
Exactly. An incident response plan is basically your predefined playbook for when a breach happens. Clear steps on how to contain it, stop it spreading.
Limit the damage.
Right, eradicate the threat, get rid of the malware, close the hole, recover your systems and data, and then, importantly, notify everyone who needs to know, affected people, regulators, maybe law enforcement. A good, tested plan means you can react fast and effectively, minimizing the fallout.
The report also mentioned compliance management, things like GDPR, IPA, PCI, DSS. For our listeners maybe not familiar, why is sticking to those standards so important for cybersecurity?
Sure. So regulations like GDPR in Europe, IPR for U.S. healthcare data, PCI DSS for payment cards, they set rules for protecting specific sensitive data. They often require certain security controls and breach notifications. Complying helps avoid big fines, sure, but it also shows you're serious about security, which builds trust with customers and partners.
Right. It's not just about avoiding penalties. Now, that FAQ section in the report had some practical bits, like what are the immediate steps if you suspect a breach?
Yeah. The advice is basically act fast. First, isolate the compromised systems. Stop the bleeding, you know, prevent it spreading.
Makes sense.
Second, figure out what happened. Assess the scope, what data, how they get in. Third, notify the right people, potentially affected individuals, regulators, customers, as required.
Okay.
And fourth, crucially, get experts involved. Cybersecurity pros can help manage the situation, contain it, investigate properly. Don't try to wing it.
Good advice. Another key question in there was about preventing ransomware attacks, something Coca-Cola reportedly dealt with before. What are the top recommendations there?
Key things are regular, reliable backups stored securely, maybe offline, so you can restore without paying.
Right. Don't rely on the live data only.
Exactly. Keep everything updated, software, operating systems, patch those known holes attackers exploit, train employees again on phishing and malicious links.
Yeah.
And use good threat detection tools to try and block ransomware before it runs.
The FAQ also clearly defined that double extortion tactic we talked about, really underlines how damaging it is. And it hammered home the need for those frequent vulnerability assessments again, didn't it? Quarterly or after big changes.
Absolutely. It really reinforces that proactive, continuous assessment is just fundamental now. You can't afford to be static when the threats aren't.
This has been really insightful, digging into this reported Coca-Cola breach and what it means more broadly. So just to wrap up, what are the main takeaways you'd want our listeners to really hold on to from this?
Okay, I think firstly, the sheer scale of this alleged breach at a giant like Coca-Cola involving sensitive CRM data, it just underscores that these cyber threats are real, persistent, and can hit anyone.
No one's too big to fail, cyber-wise.
Pretty much. Secondly, the Everest Hacking Group's profile and tactics, especially that double extortion, it shows how sophisticated and impactful these cybercriminal operations have become.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, Coca-Cola's own past incidents remind us that security is an ongoing process. No organization is perfectly secure forever. Vigilance and adaptation are key.
Constant effort.
Right. And finally, this whole situation provides those crucial, broader cybersecurity lessons for everyone. The absolute importance of proactive monitoring, regular assessments, employee training, having that incident response plan ready, and managing compliance.
Yeah, it really drives home that cybersecurity isn't just some IT department issue anymore. It's fundamental to how we all operate in this digital age, businesses and individuals alike.
Exactly. It impacts everyone who uses digital services.
Yeah.
So awareness, taking proactive steps, committing to security, it's really a shared responsibility now.
So as we close out this deep dive, here's something for you, the listener, to think about. In this world where data is so valuable and threats are always evolving, what concrete steps are you taking and what are the organizations you interact with doing to actually safeguard that information? It's definitely a question worth reflecting on as we all navigate this digital landscape.